Hi, this is Grant from Naked Giants, and you're listening to WONY, Oneonta.
Did you know that more than 90% of poisonings happen at home? Mm-hmm. Look closely and you will find poison risks hidden in plain sight inside every house. Mm-hmm. But there are actions you can take to poison-proof your home, like keeping household cleaners locked up high and away from children, properly labeling and securing medicines and supplements, and installing carbon monoxide detectors near bedrooms and furnaces. Visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov to learn more or call your local poison center at 1-800-222-1222, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 13th, join the GSA for a drag ball fundraiser happening in Mills Dining Hall from 12 to 2 p.m. Also happening on Monday, join the Office of Global Education for study abroad tabling happening in Hunt Union Lobby from 2 to 3 p.m. Finally, join Activities Council for a night of Chuck's Comedy Club happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront. On Tuesday, join Art and Scope for their general meeting happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in Fine Arts 164. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a game of Trivia Tuesday happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Office for Equity and Inclusion for guest speaker Carmen Perez Jordan presenting Collective Heritage, Honoring the Past, Inspiring the Future. This will be happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Great Room of Lee Hall. On Thursday, join the Criminal Justice Club for a game of Jeopardy from 5 to 6 p.m. in Fitz 206. On Friday, join the Activities Council for their general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stocking Room. So happening on Friday, join Badminton for their general body meeting happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Chase. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for their third annual Pumpkin Palooza happening in Miller Plaza from 7 to 10 p.m. On Sunday, be sure to join the Ultimate Frisbee team for their practice happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the intramural fields. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
You're listening to The Rock Hour. All rock, all the hour on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked.
Tired kid, and I'm so damn defuse bombs, walk marathons, and take on whatever.
We'll be right back. the mouth of the whale. And I look around, but it is dark as hell. I search the corners of these caverns I've created. I keep trying to curtail. When I corner the beast and I turn on the light, I can see it's just me, too scared to fight. So I try to take flight, but I keep smashing into windows like a sparrow in the night. It looks like I'm doing fine. I must be fine. I must be fine. Looks like I'm alright, I'm alright all the time. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, just trying to keep my head above the from yourself, but I'm that origami swan that sits for show on the shelf. Unfold these paper wings, they're creased and they're frail. I cannot fly, just get by on appearing like I can. My head above the wall. Turn.
listening to The Rock Hour. All rock, all the hour on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked.
In the dirt, in the dust, it's an ordinary loss. Everyone that you love, they're here and then they're gone. And I'm the same.
Ordinary love. you call me a small business owner living in America while trapped in the body of an operatic diva. I'm such a soprano. Will I settle? If we migrate, you can get the next one. I'll be back in a sec, but I'm grateful. It was worth it, skipping my hustle.
Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.